you're on the sweet spot on your FM dial. It's 107.9 here on the Rock Me God Radio, live to the internet too. CFSI.
The following program doesn't necessarily reflect the views or statements of CFSI owners and management. This show is intended for information and entertainment only. Listeners are advised to consult with a professional before making relevant decisions.
If you're thinking of selling your Salt Spring home, call Scott Simmons, Salt Spring Realtor for 1% Realty, Vancouver Island. Over the last 2 years, I've sold 18 homes and my clients have saved literally thousands of dollars in commissions. Why pay full commissions? Sell with 1% Realty. Call Scott Simmons at 538-8316.
Hello, Salt Spring Island. It's Scott Simmons here with Radio Real Estate. And today I've got a guest with me. And I've got the master carpenter, home builder, renovator, Alex Denny. Hello, Alex. How are you?
How are you doing today, Scott?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, perfect day for renovating, huh?
You know how I woke up this morning? Car alarm.
I read that on your Twitter, actually.
I've never heard a car alarm. You know, I've lived on Salt Spring for 10 years, and I heard this a car horn going off, and I'm like, oh my God, where did I wake up this morning?
Kitsilano?
Yeah. It was so strange. I think one of our roosters flew out of our backyard, found a car down the street, and perched on it, and set off the car alarm. Maybe the neighbors, Pete and Deb, had guests sleeping over. I don't know. But I've never heard a car alarm.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, anything's possible.
I mean, but a car alarm on Salt Spring, that's almost like, you know, an alien invasion.
Hey, Eskimos, can sell ice to, you know.
I mean, why do you, you know, it's like on the ferry sometimes. People set their car alarm, and then the ferry hits a wave.
People with the car alarm, please return to the car deck. Yeah,
so we digress on the Radio Real Estate Show again.
Sorry about that.
We've had a few complaints about digressing and not being able to follow. So Alex has written out a show schedule that we're going to religiously follow today. Today's show is about kitchen renos. And how to do a kitchen reno and why to do a kitchen reno. Kitchen renos are paramount. You have to do a kitchen reno if you want to sell. I mean, houses here sell for, let's say, anywhere at the bottom end, $350, but usually between, let's say, $450 and maybe up to whatever, $2 million, $3 million. But the sweet spot is still probably between $500,000 and $700,000. That's where the most houses are for sale. And that's our biggest market, real estate market. And most of the kitchens look like, God, awful. 1970s, you know, Arborite countertops, the old sink, you know, top-mounted sink, not even the undermount sink, and they're dated. And people come over from the city, and they're like, oh, my God.
Exactly, Scott. Well, you know, we've worked on a lot of homes, obviously, and a lot of renos, and pulled out a lot of kitchens, and revamped a lot of kitchens. And the benefits of kitchen, really, you know, revamping your kitchen has many, many possibilities or many positive aspects. To better the functionality, you can actually even change the location of your kitchen.
Right.
And really, from your point of view, too, as a real estate agent, you know, and a homeowner's point of view, increasing the home's value.
It's huge.
For everybody.
I mean, we're sticking to Alex's list, and the first part we're going to talk about is the benefits of a new kitchen. And one of the benefits is what you were just saying, the functionality. And then, are you on to the next one already?
You keep going.
Okay.
you talk.
Increased home value?
Increased home value.
Okay. And then,
and what I like to remind people too, if we're doing a gut reno, or if it's not just a kitchen reno as per se, but if it's a full reno, you know, it's the perfect opportunity or time to decide, do you still want your kitchen in the exact same location that it was?
Yeah.
Now, that may be going a little further than the average person wants to do, but I've done many a gut reno, and one of the greatest things to do is to, even in a simple kitchen renovation, say, is to open up the home, and you can change the location of the basic, let's say the sink location. You know,
right.
It's usually facing the same way, or the stove is usually up against a blank wall. So by doing a kitchen reno, you can decide right at the very beginning, you know, do you need more light? Do you need better functionality? Do you want to change the location of the stove or the sink? You know, that's the time to talk about those things.
Do you want to go over home values first? Let's see how that impacts home values.
Okay.
Well, we have to look at the demographics of the buyers and where the buyers are coming from. Most buyers are coming from the city. Probably about 50 to 60% are new people to the island. So they're moving from Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, Seattle, Victoria. And for them, they want nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
people, I mean, they come to a house and they're paying $500,000, let's say, or $600,000.
Yeah.
That's real money. We're talking real hard cash, $600,000. I mean, think about how much money that is if you took $10 bills and stacked them all up. We're talking a suitcase full of money. And to get them to give you that suitcase full of money, your house has to show nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one room in a home, it's not the living room. The living room is just a big empty box. They're going to put their own furniture in there, their own artwork.
That's right.
The kitchen, in my opinion, is the number one showstopper in the house. That is the make it or break it room, I find.
Right.
And if the kitchen is tricked out, it pushes the home off over the top. I had two homes listed in the last 3 years, 2 years. It's hard to remember dates exactly. One was close to Ganges. The other one is the South End home. Both of the homes had just hideous kitchens. The one actually had, the one close to town had beautiful fir floors, trim, skylights. I mean, it was, I thought, and the pictures, I staged the house. They had a baby grand piano out in the old living room. We pulled that into the living room. We had these stunning photos of it. And you walked in the kitchen, and it was like 1964 all over again. I could see my little baby brother sitting there in the high chair going, go, 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 go. You know, it was like, you know, and nothing had been upgraded in the kitchen.
Oh, and the scary thing is that 1964 really just seems like a few years ago.
Well, and I was trying to get him to do it. The boxes were okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just do countertops, pull off the countertops, and get some new doors and new hardware.
Right. And again,
bare minimum.
Right. Exactly. I mean, for selling a home.
Bare minimum. But it would have made a splash. Like, how much would that have cost to put new countertops? Just ballpark.
New countertops?
Yeah.
Period?
Yeah.
Or new countertops?
Just more countertops and boxes. New sink, maybe. What do you think?
Grand? If you're just doing countertops and the sinks and some faucets, depending on the material you choose, minimum, depending on the size of the kitchen, too. It's hard to ballpark it. You can't really say, but I wouldn't say anything less than 1,000. And maybe up to 5,000, depending on what you're
doing. But if you're using like an Arborite countertop, probably around 1,000, maybe
1,000 for the countertop, 500 for a nice sink, 500 for a nice faucet, some labor,
right?
And you have to get in there and get the old one out, and then what happens? You tear out the countertop. The backsplash usually tears off with it, or you discover some mold or some rot in behind the sinks. That's where generally.
So we just did countertops of the house up on Mulberry that we sold, and we put in the Corian countertops, really nice with a new undermount sink, and it was $5,000.
There you go.
And that was a big countertop.
Yeah.
And they took, for the $5,000, they took the old countertops away.
Perfect.
Came over, did a template, popped them in, popped them out in one day, did a fantastic job.
Yeah, and when you say $5,000, I mean, it sounds like a lot of money. Like, that's a lot of money to carry around
but
in your pocket,
right? The house sold for $550,000.
Exactly my point. You know, it's less than 1% of the cost of the whole house.
As low as my commissions.
You know. point being...
So that's just it. Maybe list with me, put the new countertops in, and we'll sell the house, you know?
There you go. It's a 1-2...
Take your savings and put it...
It's a 1-2-3 process, you know. You need to show the home. You need to clean it up. And if it looks dated...
But that would be kind of the minimum. It would be countertops, doors, hardware.
Exactly.
Sometimes if the boxes are good, why change out the boxes? Let's say you're happy with the design.
Okay, if you're happy with the design,
right?
Strip it, like you said, keep the boxes.
Right.
And like from the 60s and the 70s, actually the boxes are actually site-built by the carpenters, 3/4-inch solid fir plywood.
Say they are, yeah.
A lot of them were.
Say they're really good quality boxes, then you could just change the doors and the hardware, right?
You could change the doors and hardware. Unfortunately, with mass production and so forth, and off-the-shelf products, cabinets, for example, from IKEA or a kit where you get where you can assemble your own cabinetry.
Like Home Depot,
Home Depot, Rona.
Right.
unfortunately, they've made them so inexpensive now, offshore or right. wherever. You know, by the time you buy or build new right. doors and do your countertops and your faucets, you've spent more than just ordering a new kitchen from Rona or yeah. Home Depot or IKEA.
You know what they call them, the slang right. term is in the real estate world? You know, have you ever heard this?
No.
I'm going to let everybody on Salt Spring know what they call it. They call it flipper kits. I heard that the other day.
I
heard
I like
someone
that.
Say,
I like that.
Oh, did you see the new listing over there? They just put a flipper kit in it. And I was like, a what? What's a flipper kit? And it's like, you know, it's a kitchen cabinet with the granite countertops and the
sure.
stainless steel appliances. And the funny thing is the boxes come from China.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, isn't
yeah.
that sad?
Yeah.
I mean, all our great Canadian craftsmen here, and they can't buy Canadian-built boxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was pricing out some things not too long ago, and, you know, the Canadian-made ones were as much or more than the American ones, and it's actually the same price to get an American kitchen delivered, pre-built, all lacquered and soft
right.
closed doors and everything.
See, I don't like the American ones.
Versus going to Vancouver and ordering, you know, from one of the
See, I like the Canadian ones because
there.
It comes with the Robinson screws.
That's right. That's the difference, yeah.
The American ones put those darn straight, like, have you never caught on to the Robinsons? They put the darn straight screws
yeah.
on everything, and it's like, guys, Robinson screws have been around for, like, you know, for years.
Yeah, the Americans have something now called Square Drive. They think it's their own invention. And so what they've done is they've taken the Phillips, the typical, you know,
right,
star-shaped
right.
screw, and they put a square hole in the center
right,
of it, and
right,
they call
right.
it a star or a square drive.
Yeah. You know, if you ever want to have a funny conversation about Robinson screws, talk to Joel from Sports Trader.
Oh, yeah.
Joel moved up here. They bought their, they got their house there that they live in on the lake, and he said he went out to work on the deck, and it's like this Canadian conspiracy.
Yeah.
None of his drill bits would work.
He's from the States,
yeah.
obviously.
He goes down to the store, they give him these stupid Canadian conspiracy screws, and it's like... Anyways, we digress more. Sorry, stop. We're staying on track. Heidi's calling in. Stay on track! Okay.
How about planning?
Well, this is all part of it, the planning, mm-hmm. I guess, depending on how far you want to go, how much money you want to spend.
Okay, let me just interject there for a second. Let's start with planning, but then let's use budget as
the reference.
As your reference point or your baseline.
I mean, if you have an unlimited budget, it's pretty easy to plan.
Right. That's yeah. And now if your house is worth, you know, $1 million, well, you just call somebody and you just say make it happen.
Mind you, though, you know, you still might be buried in the house. You might have paid $1.2 million for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so, and then you're trying to sell it. I mean, I got this kind of sad email from a lady, I don't know who she is, yesterday, saying that she's built a 5,000 square foot house at $200 a square foot, and she thinks all realtors are just trying to make a quick buck and sell it fast because they're telling her it's only worth like $800,000,
mm.
even though she's got $1.5 million into it.
Mm-hmm,
like, you know,
mm-hmm.
so someone at even $1 million home, they've got to look at getting the maximum out of it for the least amount of money spent. Like,
right.
how do you get that maximum push?
That's right. So budget, and obviously, as you said earlier, the kitchen is the hardest working room in the house. Any dime that you spend on a kitchen, you'll know you'll get back.
Hopefully,
you know,
that's a theory.
You know, that's the theory. It's the highest return on your investment.
If
on
the
any
kitchen
room in the
sucks.
House. Yeah.
They're going to walk away from the house. You'll lose more buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Both houses that I had for sale, the one down the south, the one on Kings Lane, both of them, you know, we lost out deals on that house. Both those houses should have sold at that price point within 30 days, and both of them languished because of the kitchens.
Yeah, and now something like a small house over on Lang's, or Kings Lane, was it? Sorry.
I'm not going to say because, you know, we're liable to generate a complaint. No
right.
addresses,
no
packed
and
drill,
no names and no phone numbers.
I don't want
anyway.
Anybody to complain.
Okay,
about
say it's a modest house near Ganges, whatever, 350 to 450,000. You know, you can take a regular size pickup truck over to Vancouver. You can sit down with the staff there and design it right on their computers, right there.
Oh, in IKEA.
At IKEA. Pick up all the materials.
You can do it online, too.
You can do it online, yeah. I had to try and fool the computer, though, because you can download their
kitchen
design program.
I used to have it on my laptop.
Yeah, there's a new version and an old version. But it doesn't let you flip things upside down or swing things around on a 45 degree angle. So, but at the store, they were actually able to, you know, manipulate it.
So we're talking about IKEA, going over to IKEA in Richmond or Coquitlam.
Right. You can go and basically get everything you need for your entire kitchen. Your cabinets, your countertops, your appliances, your sinks, and your faucets.
And those will ship it to you. They'll ship it to you. You don't even have to pick it up then.
Yeah, there's some deal with IKEA there, up to and including X number of dollars.
You know what they ship?
It's shipped for a flat fee.
They charged me my shipping when I bought my kitchen. Don't tell anyone I have an IKEA kitchen in my house because I'm thinking about selling it. It's like, we don't really shop there. Don't tell anyone. You know, it was $100 shipping. The kitchen comes from Montreal. They shipped it to our house, right to the door. Yeah. Not just to the street, but to the door for $100, the whole kitchen.
Wow. Yeah.
Then it comes with a little ratchet, and you got to put the whole thing together.
That's right. That's right. Now, one of our neighbors just did the similar thing, and he was just telling me, I think they ordered, say, 4 or 5 different base cabinets. They were doing a utility room upgrade. Okay, call it a kitchen. With counters and sinks and everything.
Okay.
And he said that there was a maximum number of cabinets that they would deliver and or weight. I guess it all pertains to
minimum
weight
number
and size.
Minimum number or maximum.
Probably minimum. Actually, yeah. Probably right. Yeah.
I think if you ordered $500,000 for the cabinets, they would deliver them.
And then it was about $300.
Yeah.
You know, minimum delivery fee, I think, is now $300.
Oh, is it? Well, they probably figured out where Salt Spring
is. That's right. Realized we're going to charge them a bit more.
The ferry fee was more than $100.
Somebody said, "Well, I was over in Vancouver. It was a year or two ago, and they said, oh, no, you don't live on Salt Spring. You live on Gold Spring.
Gold Spring.
There was an article in LA Times, was it? Years ago? And they called it Gold Spring.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we're digressing.
So we're digressing again.
It's
so hard not to.
Yeah.
Okay, but the thing is now, with planning.
Right.
So now.
Okay, start with a budget. Work down your list and say to yourself,
your wants.
What do I really want?
Needs.
And what do I really need?
Right.
Exactly. So you start with the basics. Obviously, you need a sink and a, you know.
You have to have a sink.
Yeah.
Stove,
start with that.
Sink, dishwasher.
And that's when I'm actually planning a kitchen with somebody. I actually start with the sink because that's usually predetermined by plumbing and so forth and build off that.
Now, I want you to ask me a question.
Okay.
Ask me a question. But I'll tell you what the question is. Then you ask me. Okay.
And it'll sound Scott, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay, I'll whisper it to you, then nobody will hear, okay?
Okay.
What kind of dishwasher would you buy? Ask me what kind of dishwasher.
Hey, Scott, what kind of dishwasher would you buy?
You know, the dishwasher, well, we're doing the planning. That's mm-hmm. why we're not jumping off topic here. If I was going to put in a kitchen and we're planning.
Right.
I would buy a really, and it's an open kitchen. A lot of the kitchens now are open.
Mm-hmm.
I would spend extra money on the dishwasher.
I would agree with that.
I would go up to the $1,100, $1,200 range mm-hmm. from the $700 range in mm-hmm. the dishwashers. The $700 range dishwashers are run by Briggs & Stratton four-stroke engine. No, they are. They're so loud. Where when you look at that $1,100, $1,200 mm-hmm. one, the Bosches or the mm-hmm. Milos, they are silent.
Mm-hmm, yeah, agreed. And it's like anything, and we've talked about it before, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a bathroom or a hardwood floor or, you know, your roof or whatever. I know it's not kitchen related, but...
Did that work? Can you ask me a question?
Yeah, that worked perfectly.
I don't think anyone caught on.
You spend a little, like 10% more, 20% more, and you get the better machine, the better unit.
But...
Yeah.
The fridges don't really matter that much, I don't think.
Fridges, no. No, they don't matter.
I mean, I would get a good quality fridge.
Sure.
I mean, I wouldn't buy the cheapest model, but I mean, I would want to buy... I mean, you can spend $10,000, $15,000 on a fridge. I wouldn't recommend that. But the range with dishwashers is so minimal between the kind of mid-range American GE
exactly.
or the Kenmore and the, you know, the European ones.
Yeah.
I would jump up that little bit.
So then let's break the kitchen budget down into...
Dishwasher.
So basically what you want to have is your appliance budget.
Right.
And then you have your cabinetry budget.
Right.
And then you have your accessories, which would be countertops. Obviously, you can the sky's the limit on countertops.
Right.
Faucets are quite important. People walk in. What do they like to see? They like to see gleam, right? Or eye candy.
Have you noticed how cheap the faucets are at IKEA?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily recommend an IKEA faucet.
They're like about they're about 50% of any of the faucets
they,
out there.
They look good.
If I was doing a flipper kit, I would buy one. If I was just going to stay in the house for more than a couple of years, I probably wouldn't buy one.